From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. At least 20 people have been killed in two suicide bombings in the northeastern Nigerian town of Mubi. There's been no claim of responsibility for the midday explosions, but they're similar to those carried out by the Islamist radical group Boko Haram. The World Health Organization has confirmed that one of its workers has been shot dead in the Somali capital. The WHO told VOA that Mariam Abdullahi, a logistics officer for polio vaccinations, was killed in Mogadishu on Tuesday afternoon. President Trump has again criticized the criminal investigation into his 2016 election campaign's links to Russia and his White House actions. Questions investigators want to ask Trump were leaked to the New York Times newspaper, as Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The New York Times obtained nearly four dozen questions Bob Mueller's team sent the president's lawyers, covering his motivations for firing Jim Comey and what he knew about any Trump campaign contacts with Russia, suggesting Mueller's looking into possible collusion. The president's again denying there was any collusion, and with many of the questions focusing on the obstruction of justice issue, tweets, "It would seem very hard to obstruct justice for a crime that never happened." Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S.-supported Syrian forces have launched a new offensive to remove Islamic State terrorists from their last stronghold, the oil-rich eastern province of Deir al-Zor. The Islamic State has intensified attacks in the area in recent weeks in an effort to reorganize. U.S.-supported Syrian forces have inflicted heavy damage on ISIS, but the militant group still controls an area along the desert frontier with Iraq. This is VOA News. India's Supreme Court on Tuesday ordered lower-level courts to ensure speedier investigations of child rape cases. The order follows widespread outrage about recent rapes and killings of young girls and other attacks on children. The Trump administration has reached a deal with South Korea on steel imports. But as Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports, it is still considering imposing tariffs on imports from some other nations.
President Trump is still weighing whether to exempt the European Union, Mexico, and Canada from tariffs, which he says are needed to protect American metal producers. There are negotiations with Australia, Argentina, and Brazil, which appear ready to be finalized. The EU has threatened if it loses its exemption, it will retaliate with its own tariffs on U.S. goods imported to Europe.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. New violence in northwestern Cameroon has forced hundreds of teachers and students from their classrooms. For VOA, correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzuka reports from the northwestern town of Ashing, where a Catholic school principal has been kidnapped.
Schools in Cameroon's two English-speaking regions, the northwest and the southwest, were shuttered for nearly a year, starting in November 2016. Teachers and lawyers were on strike, demanding reforms to address what they say is the marginalization of Anglophones in mostly French-speaking country. Some schools reopened last October, but the crisis has intensified. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Ashing, Cameroon.
Pre-monsoon rains have started in Cox's Bazar, one of the most flood-prone areas of Bangladesh. UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund, estimates that more than 100,000 people, about half of them children, are at risk from floods and landslides. Increased risk of infectious disease, poor water, and sanitation affect children whose immune systems have already been weakened by acute malnutrition. And the number of Afghan security forces declined sharply over the past year as violence increased, according to a U.S. government watchdog's latest assessment of the conflict. There was an almost 11% decline in the number of Afghan police and army forces, according to the report, which was released Tuesday by SIGAR, the Special Inspector General on Afghanistan Reconstruction. The violence has led to increased reports of Afghan military desertions. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.